The Cocoa Head Trail was built during World War II as a tramway ascending more than 1,000 feet in elevation on the outside of Cocoa Crater. Railroad ties were spaced 3 feet apart, but a number of these ties have been damaged or washed away by erosion. A volunteer group, the Coconut Coalition, with a K, wants to help the city rebuild the trail to make it safe. Drew Murphy is the coalition president.
We see well over 1,000 people on a busy day on that trail, and we've organized to work with the city and county in an effort to try to maintain it so that it doesn't degrade much more than it already has, and then on a long-term basis to help with the planning for refurbishment of the trail so it can really be a first-class asset to the city.
But the trail is not sanctioned, meaning it's not under state or city and county jurisdiction or oversight. Bethany Lee, a Hawaii Kai resident who serves in the military and is a regular user of the trail, testified before the Honolulu City Council Parks, Community, and Customer Services Committee.
Tom Tom Trail has been marked off limits. Kamehameha Ridge has been marked off limits. Mariner's Ridge has been marked off limits. Kamilo Iki Ridge has been marked off limits. Kulio'o Ridge is a state trail. It's still open to the public, but the neighborhood is so upset with the people and the parking condition there that they want to close that down as well. So Cocoa Crater Trail offers rigorous hiking, great parking opportunities, and restroom facilities for the region.
The City Department of Design and Construction is currently working out a cost estimate to fix the trail. Once completed, the city's Department of Parks and Recreation will work with the coalition and potential partners like the military, state, and Hawaii Tourism Authority. Parks and Recreation Director Michelle Nekota does not rule out charging trail users.
We don't know the exact cost of it yet or any estimates. We haven't really talked about a user fee. We could charge like Hanama Bay, where we don't charge for residents, but we charge for non-residents and visitors.
But council member Trevor Ozawa, who represents Hawaii Kai, says he will not support charging any fees.
Absolutely not. No, I don't think a user fee is necessary at Cocoa Head. I don't think a fee would be going to the right places as well, and that's been my philosophy with a lot of these nickel and dime fees. And I'm not trying to give the city an additional revenue source from people's enjoyment of something that, quite frankly, I think that we're already paying for.
There are no deadlines for the cost estimate or work completion. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.